Just let my resume speak for itself.
Ah, just let your resume speak for itself. Okay.
Oh, you worked the Ponzo Cheese accounts? Those angry mouse butts? They were hilarious.
I was on that from the beginning.
Oh, warning, do not eat the cheese. The cheese is evil.
I love that. Oh, you got a great resume.
Thank you.
Yeah, gosh, it is. It's quite impressive. Oh, wow, I see you worked for Belfour and Barresso. That's a great shop.
Yeah, I put my time in.
Uh-huh. And when were you there? Because you forgot to list your dates of employment for that one.
That was a few years back.
Uh-huh. And how long did you stay?
Just about 5 months, actually.
What? Did you get recruited by another firm? Somebody cherry-pick you?
No, I was fired.
Oh.
Yeah, but honestly, I was happy to leave because they didn't get my sense of humor. I actually pitched a version of the cheese is evil there first. They hated it.
Idiots! Well, they're lost, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I see you won a Clio for the Thompson salad dressing spot.
That was very cool.
So, did you do that solo?
Actually, no. My wife helped me on that one. She's in advertising, too. But if you were to ask her, I'm sure she'd tell you she did the whole thing all by herself.
Credit hog, huh? I know the type. You know what, Tom? I like you.
Ed.
And I'm not usually one for hiring in the room.
No. We never hire in the room.
But we're in a time crunch, and we need someone now. I think you're the guy. Lynette, you got any issues?
Well, let me just call in a few references before we make anything official.
Sure. We'll be in touch, okay?
The cheese is evil!
Oh, God, I love that. Oh.